I hate niggers, that is all.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, the Holocaust happened, but 6 million is a huge number. And it's fucking war. Lots of people are killing people. The Soviets did it. The United States interned fucking Asian people. A lot of people were killed. And probably not as many as they say. Maybe 600,000, maybe 100,000. And there are other horrible atrocities like the Dresden bombings that we never seem to talk about. And I just think it's really weird that we're still obsessing over the Holocaust 80 years later.
Israel must be wiped off the face of the earth.
And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Progressive Pulp News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about Google sucks, Yandex is better, then men get therapy, then the penultimate thread, my eyes are boiling, and for the finale, was Gen X the most fucked generation? That's the show. Thanks for joining me. Let's get into it, shall we? First, Yandex. Picture is Yandex. Green text, use Google. Green text, search has turned to complete dog shit. Green text, get tired of Google shit. Green text, use Yandex. Green text, it actually finds things. How the fuck did Google let it get this bad? Only thing Google is still superior in is with image searches. Dude, not even in that. Not even in that, dude. It's all woke bullshit. They have woke up. The woke people have fucked the algorithm up. I used to like them having my information so that I would get stuff suggested to me that I liked or needed or wanted. But now it's just all shit. It's all shit and it's the algorithm's all fucked up and you don't get what you want or need. It's the opposite. This Brazilian first poster says, Green text, how the fuck did it get this bad? Anyone that make deal compromises that involves PC compliance will have deteriorating results over time. You can call it Disneylandification of IT businesses. Okay. Brazilian and on. Thank you for your second language English paragraph. Thanks. This American says, thank Bill Clinton. No, really? Bill Clinton. Okay. The Clintons are involved in this somehow? Okay. I believe it. I don't know, but I barely use Google these days. I actually retarded. It's almost impossible to get what you want. Yandex works for now, but I wonder for how long. Well, hopefully it just gets better and better and better, right? Yandex is garbage too. It's Israeli. Well, it has nigger in the code at least. It has nigger code. That's something. Google decided they wanted to control thoughts. They're trying. They're trying to predict stuff, that's for sure. Beat it into the algo. They're breaking that algo, though, with all the banning and fucked up shit they're doing. This America says, for most questions that don't have anything to do with current events, I use AI now. Anyone who scoffs at this hasn't tried it yet. It's insanely useful compared to any search engine. It's not even funny. You're right, and ChatGPT is the best, and it does work very... It does work better than Google. It works better than search engines. It can explain stuff to you as well. It's nice. Money, 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 money. This American says, I use Edge Copilot with Bing. It's the least paused of them all. Shut the fuck up, whatever you say. Thanks. Okay, Bing. Sure. What the fuck ever. That's a bunch of horse shit. Next thread. Men, you don't need a young girlfriend. You need therapy. A big age gap is not sexy. You won't understand her jokes. Men, get therapy, not a younger girlfriend. Men need to understand this. This is a year old. March 18th, 2023. Talking about Taylor Swift's age gap. Funny how Taylor Swift gets mentioned in this article. Whatever, this article is not substantive at all. It just name drops some stuff and it's some stupid old lady's opinion. Who gives a fuck? First Post American says, shit, I didn't realize a younger woman was an option. Let me get right on that. Yeah, fuck this woman. Fuck her opinion. I'm not gonna listen to this moron. Caitlin Moran. Your big cunt flaps are not sexy, says this American. Exactly, yes. This American says, younger women require far less therapy investment than older women. Yeah, you can't fix her. It's not possible. This American says, my 21-year-old girlfriend's pretty cool with me being 30 and providing for her. Based hot. This American says, men get a skin suit of bitter middle-aged women. That's glowy. And a younger girlfriend. Younger women are therapy. That's funny. Tanya Nan says, I literally just woke up still rubbing my eyes. Poor Tanya Nan. I'm sorry. I hope you feel better, Tanya Nan. I love you. Copilot. This American says, get them as young as legal. Move states if necessary. Fat, old, busted millennial women can hook up with geriatrics or cope with loneliness like millions of men have for centuries. This Confederate says, fuck the young cunny. Don't listen to dried up roasties. This American says, I understand your frustration, but still not associating with post-wall women. Probably smart. Cougar opinion discarded. Based. Yeah, who gives a fuck what the fucking MILF says? Probably not even MILF-like. Probably more oof-like. Eh. Next thread. Normie's eyes boiling after eclipse. We wanted this, right? We didn't want this. This is just what happens when you fuck around and find out. My eyes are now boiling. Dozens of social media users claim they have been left with sore eyes after looking at solar eclipses. Even some who wore glasses as Google searches for eye pain spike. Was this the true goal all along? Seed millions of Chinese eclipse glasses that don't work in the US and watches millions go blind? Genius. My eyes. Black hole sun. Hilarious. There's a giant orb in the sky that you're not allowed to make direct eye contact with, and you don't question that? You better go look directly at it. Incredible. I love the psyop. I love the... I feel like I just told the story of myself looking directly at the sun and that lady running at me being like, Lou, no, Lou! Don't do that! Don't ever look directly at the sun! I thought I just told that story, and now there's psyopic people to look directly at the sun. I've already done such things. Sun gazing is a real thing for your overall health, but you do it early in the morning or evening? What are you fucking talking about, dude? What are you talking about? Stop. Millions of people get serious eye damage. Yeah, no, the burger. Dude. I looked right at it during totally shit was lit. Zoomers are weaker and spend all day inside me. I look at the sun daily to ponder upon God's glory. Chemtrails act as magnifying glasses. You're fucked. Just some good posting on. UV lights, bitch. That first welder's tan on your eyes always hurts. Hippie crystals. Meme flag, it says. Where we're going, we don't need eyes. These motherfuckers didn't play third grade science with their buddy. He has to cut out on the piece of paper. Yeah, you have to look down. People don't understand that. That's why solar eclipses are boring. You look down. You don't look up at the sun like a retarded nigger. It was like laser light during the eclipse. It was crazy. The crescents. This leaf says, if your eyes hurt just from staring at the sun a little, well, that's the ick in my book. Yeah, you can't look at a little bit of sun. I've done it. Lou did it as a child. You guys can't do it. Can't look at the sun a little bit. Can't just stare directly in the sun. It's like a game. Fucking weak. This guy said he was looking right at it with binoculars, so you probably burn your retinas out. This Aussie says, Americans are really retarded, aren't they? Dude, Aussies are fucking just as retarded, faggot. Go get fucked, Aussie. You live in Australia, get fucked. Kangaroo, faggot. This American says, buy solar eclipse glasses to look at sun. Stare at sun for hours. Ask Google why eyes hurt next day. Are people really this stupid? it's comical. It's comical. It's people didn't go to third grade. Or maybe they did go to third grade science. It's just the diversity and competency crisis. They think that a little piece of thin plastic is going to save their eyeballs or something. I don't know. Whatever. Finale of the day. Was Gen X the most fucketed generation? A heckin' cigarette. Somebody stop this man. Oh my God, he's lighting one up inside. How dare he? Oh my God, freedom. Can't do that now. What a whole other level of edginess. Dude, what a forgotten generation. You think millennials are forgotten? The parents of millennials. That's this generation, right? Generation X, right? Huh? Zoomers deserve the rope, this leaf says. You mean Gen Xers? Zooms are... I don't think... You're going to call... How do you pronounce... If I say Zoom Zooms, you think Zoom Zooms. How do I... If I say Zooms with an X, it's X's are silent. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Listeners cannot differentiate between Zooms and Zooms. It's not differentiable. Figure it out. Gen X here. I was in junior high school when this piece of shit offed himself. Good riddance. Because of this motherfucker, I was seeing poor white trash dudes at school start wearing dresses because his fag ass did. I hope he was secretly murdered, though, so I can imagine he begged for his life. Oh, this is the guy. This guy caused Luke's. This Gen Xer caused Luke's. That's not good. That's not good. A Luke maker. A maker of Luke's. Bad. Imagine being this guy in 1994 and shooting yourself in the head with a shotgun so that you die. Crazy. Yeah, imagine the SSRI crisis. Imagine the pharmaceutical crisis that America's in. It's so funny. Drugs. This American says, Gen X checking in. Yes, we had it all right when it came to work and creating things except without parents. Why? Your parents should be boomers, right, though? Or hippies? Hippies or some shit? Something like that. Who cares? You could still buy things. Us millennials cannot buy anything. We cannot own. We will own nothing and we'll be happy. We'll eat the bugs. We'll live in the pod or some shit. Something along those lines. Such as that. What are you pretending to be stupid? It got progressively worse as the generations moved on. Well, yes, because they actually started the inflation and giving wealth to the already rich Jews, which is a bad idea and stupid. You should be offloading debt to those Jews, you silly goose. That's how you fix everything. Jews are pure evil. They're evil itself. Remember that. Dio says divorce crisis started with Gen X parents, who were a silent generation. Accurate, yes. Accurate. Rakasan says the world is free. Jews make you think you have to pay. Dude, and they make you, they also make you trade freedom for safety. They trick you in that way. They slowly eat away your freedom with promises of safety, and they don't even deliver that safety. It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. That's what it is. It's a big heap of bullshit they sell you. Jews are really good at selling you bullshit and pity. They're nothing but tricksters. They're evil. And every story that's told about them, it's all true and real. It's all real. They go home, they talk in Hebrew at a table, and they call you an animal. They laugh about it because they're superior to you. That's what they believe. They're pure evil, and they work together to better themselves. But they do value one thing above themselves, and they will never admit it, and that's shekels. They fucking love shekels. They are evil itself. They're evil, they're greed, they're everything bad in humanity. That's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Jews.